A Prayer to Remember, God is Still With You, by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. He said, "Do not come near, take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Exodus 3:5-6. I know Jesus promised to be with us until the end of the age, but honestly, I often forget his presence. When my day gets busy and stress levels rise, I fail to remember he's with me. Sometimes I can't see past the trials and troubles of life, so I just lose sight of Jesus, or I'm so consumed with trying to power through on my own that I forget I can rely on the power of Jesus. Maybe you've lost sight of God's presence with you today. Trials or trouble or even just a crazy busy season have made you forget he's with you. Just because we forget God doesn't mean he forgets us. Moses was busy at his daily work of shepherding when God appeared to him in a burning bush and turned the very ground Moses was standing on to holy ground. God revealed himself to Moses to let him know he had seen, heard, and knew the afflictions of his people in Egypt. He had a plan to deliver them. So what situation are you navigating today? What deliverance are you praying for? God wants you to know you're not alone. He sees you. He is with you. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush, but we have the Holy Spirit burning inside of us. God turned Moses' shepherding ground into holy ground, and your holy ground is right where you are. God wants to reveal himself to us in the middle of our daily tasks and worries, just like he did to Moses. So if you've lost the sense of his presence with you, try one of the three following things. 1, begin to worship him, and you'll start to see him more clearly again. 2, draw near to him in prayer. Scripture says when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. James 4:8. 3, find a promise you can cling to. Remind yourself of God's faithfulness. Let's open our eyes to look for evidence of God with us in our daily life and in our trials. What has he already done for us? What blessings have we already received? Let's thank him and ask him to open our eyes to his presence. Let's pray. Lord, help me to recognize you're with me today. Forgive me for so easily forgetting your presence when I get busy or feel stressed by the worries of this life. Lord, remind me I'm walking on holy ground, right where I am, in the middle of my challenges, because you are here. I choose to believe that you see me, you hear me, and you care for me. Give me grace to draw near to you. I want to know you better, Lord. Reveal yourself to me. I long to see you more fully and know your great love, power, and faithfulness. Open my eyes to the evidence of your presence around me. Help me to see with fresh eyes the blessings you've already given me. Thank you for your faithful provision and your promise to never leave me. I thank you in advance for the way you will work in my situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.